U.S. troops in the Kuwaiti desert are moving into position, making final preparations for an invasion of Iraq. There are some 235,000 American troops in the region, plus 45,000 British forces. They include 6 aircraft carriers and several dozen cruisers, destroyers, and submarines. Military planners say they are ready to invade. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
In the Gulf War 12 years ago, the U.S. deployed nearly twice as many troops as it has today. And U.S. Air Force and naval warplanes bombed Iraq for more than a month before ground troops moved in. This time, faced with a weakened Iraqi military, retired Rear Admiral Stephen Baker says an attack promises to be both more forceful and much faster. He notes that the military uses 10 times more precision-guided munitions than it did in 1991.
It's noteworthy that each of the 3 carrier air wings in the Gulf are capable of precisely hitting about 700 aim points per day, and that's day or night in any weather.
Pentagon officials have called their strategy shock and awe. They say they plan to use 3,000 precision-guided bombs and cruise missiles in the first 2 days of conflict. Radar-evading B-2 bombers could also be used, something not available 12 years ago. Officials say ground troops could start moving in just days after an air campaign begins. The main push will be north from Kuwait, seizing oil fields and the port city of Basra, then on to Baghdad. It's a path that stretches some 350 miles, and the U.S. effectively will be taking control of populations along the way. Baker says keeping up supply lines across southern Iraq will be a daunting challenge.
Directly intertwined with all of the bullets and the ordnance, the gas and the water that we need to supply our troops will be food and additional water, of course, as well as medical supplies for prisoners of war and those that have defected and those that have surrendered. And, of course, if there's a humanitarian crisis, we are prepared to deal with that as well.
At the same time, U.S. forces will attempt to seize major oil fields in northern Iraq. But Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says once troops encircle Baghdad, the main focus will be unseating Saddam Hussein.
It will be an urban blitzkrieg with attacks against several dozen objectives, more or less all at once, at nighttime. Some of them will be destroyed. Some of them will have to be seized. There will be risks to American forces and to Iraqi civilians, as well as the Iraqi military, but it should go over and be over pretty quickly.
O'Hanlon envisions organized Iraqi resistance collapsing within a month, tops. But then he says the hard part begins, finding suspected weapons of mass destruction, preventing inter-ethnic clashes, and trying to fulfill President Bush's promise of fostering democracy in Iraq. It's an agenda that could make the military campaign look like the easy part. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.